BC, SSS, for members of the British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme. Pensions News, September 2020. Inside this issue, Chairman's Message, Report and Accounts Summary, Key Statistics, Funding and Investment, Benefits Administration and Member Communications, Actuarial Valuation. Scheme News, 2020 AGM cancelled, 2020 election postponed, RPI consultation. Notice Board, have we got your correct details? CISWO Services, Free Wills Month, Audio Pensions News, and contact us. Chairman's Message. In this unusual year, having decided to cancel the normal annual general meeting, AGM, the trustees wanted to update our members on the scheme now, rather than waiting until Christmas. COVID-19 has affected many members and their families. All the trustees and scheme staff extend our heartfelt sympathy to those who have been bereaved or suffered ill health due to the pandemic. These are difficult times, and we wish you all well in managing through this period. Scheme and administration staff have worked very hard to support you. The trustees are pleased that the organisation was resilient and able to switch quickly into working from home safely and securely. We have focused our efforts on making payments for scheme members retiring and widows and widowers as swiftly as possible and prioritising support for members in particular hardship. We believe we have been able to maintain a high standard of service overall, but acknowledge that there may have been some delays. I apologise for any distress this has caused. COVID-19 has also had an impact on some aspects of the scheme, including this year's pensioner representative election and AGM. There are more details about this later in the newsletter. The scheme's report and accounts, as at the 31st of March 2020, are now available. We include a summary in this newsletter, together with other information, and explain that there is still an opportunity to question trustees about the scheme. You will see that the value of the scheme's assets was adversely affected by the pandemic, following several years of strong performance. However, good investment management limited this impact, and the scheme remains healthy. We are confident that your pensions remain secure. Dame Kate Barker, BC SSS Chairman. Summary of the scheme's report and accounts to the 31st of March 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic had an adverse impact on the year-end asset valuations and posed significant challenges to the trustees across all aspects of the scheme's business, in particular, volatile investment markets and challenges of operating the scheme remotely due to offices being shut and travel being severely restricted. Sadly, during the spring, we also had to respond to a higher-than-expected number of deaths among our members. Although none of us could have predicted the nature of the challenges we faced, the plans we had in place for an adverse market event such as this have worked well. As a result, we have been able to manage the scheme effectively throughout this difficult period and continue to do so. Key statistics as at the 31st of March 2020. Total number of pensioner members, 46,636. Total number of deferred members, 2,200. Total benefits paid and transfers out, £603 million. Net decrease in the fund during the year, £621 million. Net assets of the scheme at the year end, £8,760 million. 5-year summary of the fund account. Benefits and payments out of the scheme. benefits and transfers out of the scheme. 2016, 648 million. 2017, 638 million. 2018, 624 million. 2019, 614 million. 2020, 603 million. Payments to the guarantor. 2016, 500 million. Administrative expenses. 2016, 4 million. 2017, 6 million. 2018, 5 million. 2019, 3 million. 2020, 3 million. Net withdrawals from the scheme. 2016, 1,152 million. 2017, 644 million. 2018, 629 million. 2019, 617 million. 2020, 606 million. Returns on investment. Investment income. 2016, 172 million. 2017, 235 million. 2018, 251 million. 2019, 286 million. 2020, 278 million. Change in market value of investments. 2016, plus 92 million. 2017, plus 1,152 million. 2018, plus 421 million. 2019, plus 378 million. 2020, minus 262 million. Investment management expenses. 2016, 36 million. 2017, 34 million. 2018, 32 million. 2019, 33 million. 2020, 31 million. Net return on investments. 2016, plus 228 million. 2017, plus 1,353 million. 2018, plus 640 million. 2019, plus 631 million. 2020, minus 15 million. Net increase or decrease in the fund during the year. 2016, minus 924 million. 2017, plus 709 million. 2018, plus 11 million. 2019, plus 14 million. 2020, minus 621 million. Net assets of the scheme at the year end. 2016, 8,647 million. 2017, 9,356 million. 2018, 9,367 million. 2019, 9,384 million. 2020, 8,760 million. Funding and investment. The trustees' primary funding aim is to ensure that all future benefits can be paid to members as they fall due, without needing funding from the guarantor. In order to achieve this goal, and also to pay the adjusted reserve to the guarantor in 2033, a high level of return on the scheme's assets is required over the future. This means that we need to invest in assets that seek a significantly higher return than can be achieved with, quote, low-risk assets. The scheme is mature, meaning that the annual benefit payments of about £600 million are more than the income that can be made by the assets alone. So we also need to sell assets to pay the pensions. In developing our funding strategy, we therefore need to think about both achieving the return target and investing in assets that will generate cash. The economic and market impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic have been significant and have affected the scheme's assets and the trustees' investment strategy. The immediate challenges following the pandemic were around cash flows, which are high due to the scheme's maturity. Asset prices across the world fell markedly during March 2020. At the same time, currencies became volatile and income on some assets were not received. For example, in UK property, where some of our tenants didn't pay any rent during the lockdown, supported by the government. The trustees already had a plan to deal with such a situation, holding around £1.25 billion in low-risk liquid assets. These assets are available to meet benefit payments and other cash needs during periods of market volatility. The trustees also entered into an option strategy during 2019 to provide further protection of liquidity levels in periods of market turbulence. To date, we have therefore been able to get through the immediate challenges without the need to sell any equities or other growth assets during the period when we considered that the sale prices of those assets were too low. We have also kept the target level of liquid assets as protection for future market falls. An important part of the trustees' investment focus relates to environmental, social and governance, ESG, considerations. Recognising that these factors can have a significant impact on long-term returns and risks. Our clear objective is to achieve the required high rate of prospective returns for any given level of risk. However, ESG factors, such as climate change, can impact investment outcomes, so we ensure that they are considered in all investment decisions. These factors are likely to become even more important in the future. The full report and accounts can be found on the Scheme publication section of the Scheme's website. www.bcsss-pension.org.uk/scheme-publications or can be posted to you on request to the Scheme Secretary. See Contact Us section. We are very keen for members to make use of the information on and contact us by the Scheme's website, which we think you'll find easy to use. Scheme assets. The actual investment assets held at market value at the 31st of March 2020 are shown here. Cash, £238 million. Fixed income, global government bonds, investment grade securities, £1,830 million. Global multi-asset credit, range of credit strategies, that is, high-yield bank loans, and emerging market debt, £204 million. Private debt, secured loans to private companies, £911 million. Special situations debt, providing capital to debt and credit markets, £725 million. Public equity, stocks, shares in companies listed on public markets, £1,681 million. Private equity. Equity security in privately owned companies, £1,197 million. Property. UK commercial real estate, student and private rental accommodation, £1,059 million. Global infrastructure. Renewable energy, social infrastructure, regulated utilities, £43 million. UK infrastructure. Renewable energy, social infrastructure, regulated utilities, £452 million. Global macro. Multi-strategy investments including derivatives, £190 million. Other new opportunities, £84 million. Shipping. Tankers, container ships, bulk carriers, £158 million. Residual cash assets and liabilities, negative £12 million. Net assets at the 31st of March 2020, £8,760 million. We don't know how long we will have to live with COVID-19, and the longer-term impact on the global economy is also uncertain. However, The trustees remain vigilant and will seek to manage the portfolio carefully through these difficult times. We are lucky to have a strong internal team and many high-quality investment managers to support us. Benefits administration and member communications. The benefits administration provided to members over the past year continued to operate successfully in line with the required performance targets, despite the restrictions or problems resulting from COVID-19. The situation is closely monitored and managed by the executive team, and regular meetings continue to be held with the benefits administrator, currently using modern technology due to home working restrictions. The trustees are also closely overseeing administration performance to ensure that our members continue to receive the service that we expect to be delivered. We are very pleased with how the administrators and the executive have responded to COVID-19 and how they have maintained a high standard of service to our members, whilst also managing an increased workload. Membership. 2016, retired pensioners, 38,300. Widows, widowers and dependents, 15,268. Deferred pensioners, 4,144. 2017, retired pensioners, 37,207. Widows, widowers and dependents, 14,699. Deferred pensioners, 3,692. 2018, retired pensioners, 35,779. Widows, widowers and dependents, 13,905. Deferred pensioners, 3,280. 2019, retired pensioners, 34,792. Widows, widowers and dependents, 13,403. Deferred pensioners, 2,684. 2020, retired pensioners, 33,638. Widows, widowers and dependents, 12,998. Deferred pensioners, 2,200. Pensions in payment. 2016, retired pensioners, £500 million. Widows, widowers and dependents, £132 million. 2017, retired pensioners, £491 million. Widows, widowers and dependents, £128 million. 2018, retired pensioners, £477 million. Widows, widowers and dependents, £124 million. 2019, retired pensioners, £471 million. Widows, widowers and dependents, £123 million. 2020, retired pensioners, £460 million. Widows, widowers and dependents, £123 million. As at the 31st of March 2020, the scheme membership was 48,836. This comprised 2,200 deferred members and 46,636 pensioners, made up of 33,638 retired members and 12,998 widow or widowers and dependents. Actuarial valuation. There will be a full actuarial valuation of the scheme at the 31st of March 2021, and we will report more fully on the financial health at that time. The government guarantee remains in place and protects the financial security of pensions. Scheme news. 2020 Annual General Meeting, AGM, cancelled. After very careful consideration, it was decided to cancel the 2020 AGM due to the COVID-19 virus and the potential risks involved in bringing people together in an indoor meeting. For scheme members, the main purpose of attending the AGM is to receive the scheme's annual report and accounts, and an update from the chairman on the issues dealt with by the trustees over the previous year. Members are also able to ask questions about the report and accounts, or any other aspect of the scheme. We are very keen to ensure you still have access to this information and are able to ask questions. Therefore, we have included a summary of the report and accounts in this newsletter. The usual speeches and slides that would have been presented at the 2020 AGM by the Chairman, the Investment Subcommittee Chairman, and the Scheme Secretary can be found on the publication section of the Scheme website and are available on request to the Scheme Secretary. If you have any questions about the running of the Scheme or the report and accounts, please send them to the Scheme Secretary by the 30th of November 2020. The questions, together with the trustees' responses, will be posted on the Scheme's website and included in the next edition of Pensions News, which will be sent in December or January. Details of the 2021 AGM, which will be held in Nottingham on the 30th of September 2021, will be included in the next edition of Pensions News. 2020 Pensioner Representative Election Postponed. The 2020 election in the North West England, West Midlands, South Wales and Northern Ireland constituency was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Given the social distancing and shielding requirements and the need to gain 5 nominations to stand for election, it was thought safer to delay until 2021 and run it at the same time as the election for the Scotland and North East England constituency. Blethyn Hancock will therefore remain in the post for a further year until the 30th of September 2021. The successful candidate in this constituency in 2021 will serve for a 3-year term. Further details of the elections that will be held in 2021 will be included in the next edition of Pensions News. RPI Consultation. The government has published a consultation on possible changes as to how the Retail Price Index, RPI, could be calculated, potentially from 2025. The scheme has formally responded to the consultation, setting out our view that there should not be a change if it were to have a negative impact on members' benefits. We will keep you informed via the scheme's website and Pensions News when the outcome of the consultation is known. Notice Board. Have we got your correct details? It is important that we know how to contact you. Remember to notify the administration office if you move house or your personal circumstances change. Did you know that we also send communications by email? If we don't have your email address or you have recently changed your email address and you would like to receive communications by email, please let us know. CISWO. During this difficult period, CISWO is continuing to provide a personal welfare service, most of which can be delivered remotely by telephone, email and post. For more information about their free and confidential service, call 01709-728-115 or visit their website www.ciswo.org.uk. Free Wills Month. We included an article about Free Wills Month in our last edition of Pensions News. The service offers individuals aged 55 and over the opportunity to have a simple will written or updated free of charge. The next Free Wills Month starts on the 1st of October 2020. If you would like to take part, visit https://freewillsmonth.org.uk. Please note that this is not being run by the scheme. It is also an online campaign only. No telephone number is available. Audio Pensions News. Pensions News is available in audio format. You can either download the MP3 on the Pensions News publication section of the scheme's website or request a CD from the scheme secretary. contact us. BCSSS website. For information about the scheme, including scheme publications, visit the scheme's website, www.bcsss-pension.org.uk. Remember, if you have registered for the Secure Member website, you can see your scheme record at https://bcss.orbitbenefits.com/idm-ui/login. You are able to use this link to update your address and bank details, the latter only if you are a pensioner, and update your expression of wish nomination form. For information about your pension, please contact the Administration Office. Post, BCSSS, PO Box 555, Steadhouse, Darlington, DL1 9YT. Telephone 0333 222 0074. Email bcsss@capita.co.uk. Please be ready to provide information to confirm your identity, for example, your national insurance number and date of birth. For information about trustee policies or service enquiries, post BCSSS Scheme Secretary, Coal Pension Trustees Services Limited, Ventana House, 2 Concourse Way, Sheaf Street, Sheffield, S12BJ. Telephone 0114-253-6444. Email bcss.enquiries@coal-pension.org.uk. Contact us. For tax inquiries, post HM Revenue and Customs, Pay As You Earn, PO Box 1970, Liverpool L75 1WX. Telephone 0300-200-3300. Please quote reference 428/NCBP. For tax advice, tax help for older people, telephone 0333-207-5659. Dedicated telephone number for BCSSS members only.